Last spring, we reported that the Illinois Department of Corrections spent less than $300 on books for its prisons in all of 2017. Reporter Lee Gaines recently caught up with IDOC Director John Baldwin to ask why. Baldwin laid the blame for the lack of spending on books at the feet of lawmakers in Springfield. With a new legislature and governor coming into office this month, we're revisiting the story. In this Encore report, Lee Gaines talks with some of the people who donate books and say they do it because the Department of Corrections won't.
We work out of a church. We rent a couple of rooms, and they've been very generous in letting us use additional space.
I'm spending the afternoon with Chicago Books to Women in Prison. Half a dozen women are sorting and taping up boxes of books in the basement of a church. They're one of a handful of volunteer groups dedicated to sending reading material to people in Illinois state prisons. And that's because if they didn't, many inmates wouldn't have access to those books.
It could even be the case that in a roundabout way, the books that we send to women are actually stocking the prison library more than their budget will allow.
Illinois prisons are required to have law libraries, but that's not what Chicago's BWP president Vicky White is talking about. She's talking about general libraries, places where inmates can read fiction and nonfiction. Megan Maurer is a former prison librarian at the Robinson Correctional Center in southeastern Illinois. She says state prison librarians, well, they have no money to buy those kinds of books with.
I can confirm that there is no budget for the general library in Illinois Department of Corrections, at least as of when I left about a year ago.
And the data backs her up. Last year, the Illinois Department of Corrections, or IDOC, spent less than $300 on books for educational programs across more than two dozen correctional facilities. Compare that to the roughly $750,000 IDOC spent on books every year during the early 2000s. That's according to documents obtained through a Freedom of Information Act request. The drop-off in funding could be costing the state more in the long run. Research shows education programs reduce recidivism rates, and libraries play an important role in that work. Lois Davis researched prison educational programs for the nonprofit RAND Corporation.
We showed that for every dollar that a Department of Corrections invests in education programs, they can save up to $5 in reincarceration costs.
Maurer, the former Illinois prison librarian, says books can help people develop a plan for what they want to do when they're released. That's what Julius Mercer did. Mercer's life spiraled out of control due to undiagnosed mental health disorders and substance abuse. He was sent to prisons four times between 1994 and 2010.
With a criminal background like mine, it's hard to get a job. How can I still flourish?
During his last stint behind bars, Mercer decided to change his life. He started writing, and then he turned to the library where Maurer worked.
I was able to put a plan by reading these business books on marketing and stuff. And I told Megan Maurer, when I get out, this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to speak, and I'm going to get my book going. I'm going to get it self-published now, and that's what I did.
Despite Maurer's efforts to make the library the best it could be, Mercer says the collection was lacking.
A lot of the books are antiquated because it's the least of their priority. So they provide just enough to meet the standard and not go over their budget because they want to use their money elsewhere. But the lack of education opportunity for a lot of inmates will keep them screwed.
I reached out to IDOC for an interview. Instead, they sent me a statement in response to my questions. They confirmed there's no specific appropriation for library reading materials, but they offered no explanation for the steep decrease in funding for books since the early 2000s. Maurer, the former prison librarian, says the state prison system does care about education and reducing recidivism, but they have to cover the cost of health care, clothing, and meals for inmates. It adds up.
Then there's the library and, you know, we don't get a budget.
IDOC says they partner with public libraries and groups that donate books to inmates. But Vicky White, the president of Books to Women in Prison, says all volunteer groups like hers can only do so much.
We can't reach everyone, and we can't provide the complete level of support that is needed out there.
White says they'd love to close their doors and give away all their books if the system no longer relied on donations. But without greatly increased funding to improve libraries and education programs, she says they'll continue to do what they've always done, send books to prisoners. I'm Lee Gaines, Illinois Newsroom.